And with that, my friends, we come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And the first is the joy of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it. And we give thanks this morning. I'm not sure if it got lifted last week, so I'm going to make sure to lift it. A thanksgiving for a successful outreach lunch last Sunday. Was the number of lunches served announced last Sunday, Kathy? Do you know how many we served? As many as God sent us. Great answer, Kathy. Thank you. So thank you for everybody that participated and helped with that. Next Sunday is Communion Sunday, so make sure after worship that you come drive through between 10:30 and 11:30 for all your first Sunday goodies. And we give thanks to the Wolverton family for our Stillman Sawyer Service Center food basket donation in honor of Gary Wolverton for his birthday on June 5th by his family. So happy birthday, Gary! You also all missed it. I wish you were here, but right before worship, we sang happy birthday to our favorite Miss Lynn Dela Cruz, whose birthday was yesterday. And so happy birthday, Miss Lynn. Also, one last announcement for you is I asked for prayers as a little over a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we submitted our reopening plan to our annual conference. And remember, as a Methodist church, there are methods for everything. And there's a method for us to be able to reopen our sanctuary. And we have filled out our reopening plan with all the check boxes that the conference asks for and all the information. And right now it is in the hands of our district and conference to approve it and give us the green light for opening. And so I ask that you be in prayer as our plan is read, and prayers that it is approved so that we can be ready for our June 27th reopening. And also with that, a reminder that no matter what the CDC or the state says, I know that there are plans for a big announcement on June 15th, but besides our state and local guidelines that we have to follow, we do also have to follow our annual conference guidelines. And as of now, I just checked in Thursday with our bishop, Bishop Grant Haggia, and as of Thursday, he was saying no matter what the announcement is on June 15th, the conference is still asking for masks in worship and proper social distancing and non-congregational singing. And so we will still have these in place no matter what happens on June 15th. Please be ready, but as soon as the conference changes the rules and guidelines, we will work on following with them. And so for our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I did want to lift up a joy this morning for the birth of Woodrow Lazarte Gambrell to proud parents Andrew and Wendolyn Gambrell on May 25th. And he is a big, happy, healthy boy. And so we give thanks for that, that everybody is doing well, and we give thanks. So for Woodrow, Andrew, and Wendolyn, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And the last thing that I wanted to lift up is that it is Memorial Day weekend, and I didn't want to pass this morning without remembering that. And I know that there are so many times that Memorial Day is barbecues and day offs and picnics, and we remember that this is a day of remembrance for those who lost their lives for our country in service. And so I pray that we will each take some time tomorrow to remember and give thanks for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for us, for our country, and for our world. And with that, before our pastoral prayer, I invite us into this prayer for Memorial Day. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, on this Memorial Day weekend, we remember and give thanks for those who have given their lives in the service of our country. When the need was greatest, they stepped forward and did their duty to defend the freedoms that we enjoy and to win the same for others. Oh God, you yourself have taught us that no love is greater than that which gives itself for another. These honored dead gave the most precious gift they had, life itself, for loved ones and neighbors, for comrades and country, and for us. Help us to honor their memory by caring for the family members they have left behind, by ensuring that their wounded comrades are properly cared for, by being watchful caretakers of the freedoms for which they gave their lives, and by demanding that no other young men and women follow them to a soldier's grave unless the reason is worthy and the cause is just. Holy One, help us to remember that freedom is not free. There are times when its cost is indeed dear. Never let us forget those who paid so terrible a price to ensure that freedom would be our legacy. Though their names may fade with the passing of generations, may we never forget what they have done. Help us to be worthy of their sacrifice. O God, help us to be worthy. Amen. And Jay Veltri, we give you thanks for your beautiful prayer for this morning. And with that, as we consider all the other joys and concerns that sit upon our hearts, let us pray. Secure our steps, O God, on rough terrain, on shifting sands, on fine wide roads, on narrow paths. Make our footsteps firm. Secure our steps, O God, in the boardroom, at the water cooler, in the schoolyard, in the checkout line. Make our footsteps firm. Secure our steps, O God, chasing after deadlines, trailing after toddlers, scrambling towards the finish line, clamoring for security. Make our footsteps firm. Secure our steps, O God, pacing through hospitals, wandering through the hurt, tripping over the unforeseen, meandering through grief. Make our footsteps firm. Amen. And now we come to our time in our service where we give thanks to the Lord through the giving of our gifts. And I invite our men's quartet to come up with our offertory piece this morning.